in the following episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
We look at the 2004 film, The Passion of the Christ.
With this film having a self-evident religious tone.
A discussion of this film can provoke strong feelings.
And impressions that some listeners might not agree with.
With a show called Drunk Film Commentary.
It could be assumed that some reactions
made by these hosts
could be brash, insensitive, and profane.
If you are easily offended by
non-theistic thought and secular viewpoints,
the hosts of Drunk Film Commentary
ask that you pass on this episode.
You have been warned.
Thank you, and enjoy the show.
I was trying not to stare. I wasn't sure if it was you. I didn't know just what to do. Well, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can't see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend of beer? That wasn't warm, it.
I wet myself again.
Well, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend of beer?
Just in time, you know the song?
No, but I can mouth it. Lip sync the shit out of this song. Oh, well, this song was fun.
Is it getting old?
Yeah.
Should we start the show?
Yeah, I think so.
How you doing?
I'm good.
We have, who's this that we have here next to us?
This is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Our normal female compatriot could not be here this week, so we slipped her cousin Sarah a roofie in,
And I agreed to join.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you here.
Thank you.
This is Drunk Film Commentary. I'm one of your hosts. I'm JTB. And then I have this fucker over here to the right of me.
Hey, how's it
Mr.
going?
Mr. Justin Time.
I am the Justin Time.
Today we are going to watch The Passion of the Christ.
This ought to be fun. I hope everyone paid attention to the disclaimer.
Yeah, we needed that. That went pretty well, huh?
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought so. So, Sarah.
Yes.
Where do you come from?
My mother's vagina.
Oh, well.
Can we catch you on Twitter?
Or technically my dad's balls.
Well, I didn't ask where you started.
Oh. Yeah, no. I'm from here and there and everywhere.
I didn't ask where you started. I asked where you came from.
I came from here.
That was
anyway.
In my head.
Before we get started, let's throw out our email out there. So hit us up on drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. And
wow.
We're on the Facebook at facebook.com/drunkfilmcommentary.
That's probably what brought them here, though, I would think.
Yeah.
A lot of
most of them.
I just hit up a bunch of our friends a bunch of my friends I hit up on Facebook. Because the last episode sounded really good, I thought.
You should hit up my friends, too.
You don't have any friends.
I put it on my friend's stuff.
But first time I went through, I kind of checked through a few people. This time I went through, I checked out a lot more people. Because I was more proud of what we had with the Bad News Bears. We sounded so much better.
Yeah.
Some of the other shit, we just sounded so fucking horrible. I'm like, yeah, hey, listen to this. Oh, yeah, real cool, guys.
I actually
we had a great time doing them, and it's not, what we said is cool, but it just sounds like so like talking like this, and we kind of, I can kind of hear it because I know what we're saying, but if someone doesn't really know, it's like, what did they say?
As an avid listener,
Yes, sir.
see, that's what it is. You just wanted to get on here and get his number, huh?
Maybe.
Oh.
No, we're at our private beachside location recording this week.
The lakefront.
Our posh harborside
yes.
penthouse.
yes.
But we're watching Passion.
Which elevator did you guys take?
You know what? This is a long-ass movie. We got to get this shit started up soon. And we can talk.
I agree.
But so it's on Netflix, actually. So
you can it is the Esther time.
Esther time?
Easter.
Yes. Oh,
what
good.
Do we say? What do we
today
say?
Today is Good Friday. So Good Friday to everyone out there.
Good Friday.
This won't be out until tomorrow, at least. So you'll miss it. But happy Easter.
Are you guys like this to Danielle? Because I just, you know,
what?
Made it funny and nobody laughed. Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and watch the movie.
Where was it funny?
Shush. You shush.
Can we roll the tape back?
So I'm pressing play. It's starting.
Hey. Oh, I remember this part.
Yeah. Just in time.
Just in time, watch the movie
my favorite
with
part.
Arabic subtitles.
So I have no idea what's going on.
He obviously did not go to catechism.
No. I never even
catechism?
I'm sorry, I did.
What's catechism?
I never even had a...
CCD, Sunday school.
Yeah.
You go and you get accepted into the church. I'm sorry.
I never had a first communion.
I'm a recovering
Catholic.
I was
barely baptized.
I was never baptized. I'm a pure soul.
Nice.
You know what they say about you. You're actually going to hell.
I'm a pure soul.
If you die.
Well, I was going to bring this around and talk about our religious backgrounds, but I guess we're diving right into that.
Mm. Well, normally we start with our first reactions, so we might as well just start with
This
feels a tad bit religious. I mean,
a tad? it's called The Passions of the Christ. Right,
honestly, it's a little heavy-handed on the Jesus, but...
Oh, JC?
We're pals.
You know what? I tried watching...
Oh, man. I wanted to say something, but I remembered we might get a black listener eventually.
Well.
What does Jesus have to do with being black?
I was just going to say a word.
Oh, nigger?
Nigga.
Okay.
Jesus, say the word. What the hell? It's just a word.
Did
we talk about this last time?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we did.
It's just a word,
phrase.
But
it's
still.
It's just a word, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, it's offensive to call somebody that, but just saying the word, you can say
so
the
it
word.
Opens up with Jesus himself in a forest? Where the hell is he?
Oh, there's a dude hanging out in the forest.
Yeah. It's Jesus.
He's kicking it.
Yeah, where is
but
he at?
But he's having a moment. He's shaking. He knows he's for some reason, he's in fear. He's in pain. I don't know what's going on, but...
Is he in Gethsemane?
You know, it might happen.
There's some good drugs going around out here because people see some crazy shit. I kind of watched this movie. I started watching it from just a normal viewpoint. Like, this is just a movie that I'm popping on. Hey, Mel Gibson made this movie. I'm going to watch it. See how it goes. And so it's this dude that just comes out, and the government's against him. They want to shut him down. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I mean, the man is trying to hold him back.
Yeah, but he's hanging out.
The powers that be, if you will, that's what you want to call him.
But, yeah, he's the leader of this rebellion against the government, and he's hearing these voices and stuff, and I'm not really sure what their purpose is yet.
Well,
I mean,
for real, yo.
Did we talk about our religious backgrounds yet?
We kind of did.
We got a lot of movie to go, so.
Jason obviously has absolutely no religious background. I mean, he's read a book or two.
I have an interest.
And you have read parts of the Bible, correct?
I have a copy of the Bible. Yes, I have read parts of it.
But you read it. Okay.
The better parts.
Just in time, you?
I'm more Old Testament kind of fan.
I read quite a bit of the Bible myself.
Okay. Were you baptized? Were you brought up in the church?
I was baptized, but I never had a first communion or anything like that.
Okay. I was brought up in the church, Roman Catholic. I did my first communion. I actually got kicked out of catechism just before my confirmation.
Oh.
So
don't you get money for that?
You do, but your first communion you do too, which is second grade type thing.
Okay.
And then your confirmation is junior high school type thing, and that's where you become part of the church. So you make money, however, you have to give part of your money to the church to be part of it.
That's how they get you.
Well, see, that's why my grandparents stopped going to church.
Because the money thing?
They just kept, like, asking for more and more and more and more. And they're like, well, this...
They want like it's like child support. They want 17% of your income.
Yeah, they're like, we just want to come
before taxes.
It's funny, I just saw this beautiful like Buick driving down the street, like a brand new one.
With a priest in it?
Well, it had the symbol in the back of the car, or the special plate, I think it was, or something like that.
Yep, yep.
It had, what's the general word for it?
Brady?
Holy man?
No, not pastor.
Priest, father, no. I don't know.
General term for all of them, kind of. What's a
minister?
Monk?
Holy
there.
Man?
No.
Son of a preacher man.
God damn it. Anyway, we're watching this movie. We just missed the Judas scene.
Oh, shit.
They threw the money at him. That was Judas.
Yes. Yeah. Judas
was... He got the money thrown at him from the
He got 30 pieces of silver.
Guys.
Yeah, from these religious guys. He's ratting
to
them
give
out.
Out. Yeah, to
he
give out.
He rat out his buddy.
And this right here, this part...
Which, that seems like a small
sum
to
you think he was getting
some?
Did you think Jesus was getting some right there?
No, I didn't. Because
I did.
That's because you don't know anything about this.
But no, when it cuts back from the beginning, it looks like there's someone down there, like, near his feet. Like, at least someone, like bowing before him, maybe. That's what I kind of thought.
I didn't
think anyone would actually bow on Jesus.
I watched this part, and that did not look like that at all.
It looked like there was someone down there. I thought someone was, like, bowing, kissing his feet or something at first.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Jesus wasn't about having people kiss
his
feet, though.
They look at Jesus.
I don't know this guy.
They look at Jesus as a king of their
the
people.
King of? What's a kingdom?
Of
that's
Nazareth.
Question.
Of the Jews.
Nazareth?
Nazareth.
Nazareth?
Nazareth?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Sarah,
shit.
Get your shit together.
I can't. I'm drunk. So they look
Sarah
at him
can,
as the king. Hey. It's not my fault. And then look, right there in the background. And, of course, the only one who can see that little figure, which, by the way, is Satan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's I thought that was his buddy. Mission. That was like his cheerleader kind of thing.
No, which I thought was great that they had a woman play her.
I didn't even know it was a woman.
I didn't know it was until I looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
when
she's
I looked
hot.
At the cast, I was
she's
like,
hot,
oh.
Though. She's hot, right?
I haven't been this turned on since Al Pacino.
As soon as I saw those cheekbones, I was like, oh, that's a chick.
That toy looks like a dude right there, though.
No, my God, no. Look at the eyelashes. Look at the cheekbones. No.
I don't know.
I guess
these parts aren't in the Bible, though. The parts with Satan aren't actually in the Bible. They're just implied because Satan's supposed to be around every corner watching you.
A lot of these parts aren't in the Bible.
No,
actually, a lot
of these parts are, because I read... the majority of this movie is pretty well done according to the book.
That's, yeah.
You know?
That was kind of the big
you
thing.
You look at
about
the
it.
Harry Potter series, the Hobbits, and that shit, and how it's done towards the book. This one does
Did
pretty good towards the book.
Did you compare the Book of Christ to Harry Potter and Hobbits?
No, he compared.
There's no orcs or anything in this, but other than that.
He compared the storytelling of.
I mean, it's similar.
Taking a book to film.
It's similar.
That's what he compared. I don't hear any comparison between Harry Potter and Jesus Christ.
Well, they're both set in old times, and they got guys, guys with long hair, smelly dudes.
Well, actually, Harry Potter was set in.
Oh yeah,
times.
Yeah. Well, the play everything looked old though.
Well, they went to a magical world where
everything looked old.
Yeah. Ooh.
But we can clean it right away. If you tuck every corner, blah blah blah. Mary Poppins
song.
Are you
singing Mary
Poppins?
Oh,
I was like,
holy shit!
For a second, I thought that was from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Actually, I just took the Simpsons version. I never saw Mary Poppins.
Oh, really?
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah, just the Simpsons version of it.
I feel like you're lying half the time when you say shit like that.
No, I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Like, there was, like, something else you didn't see.
The Godfather? Never saw The Godfather.
I've never seen The Godfather either.
Oh, is this when the snake comes?
Yes, out of Satan.
Yep. Yeah, he kills this fucking snake. Yeah. That's not nice.
Why would you kill a snake?
Yeah.
Well, let's think about that. If you know anything about the religion, the snake is what got Eve to eat the apple.
Yeah.
Bitch-ass snake.
Which shows you that Satan is a snake. So, therefore, Satan's standing off to the side.
But what's with all the snake hate in the Bible?
A serpent. A serpent is evil.
Because they don't have legs.
Because they flick their tongue out a bunch? Is it because they slur their S's?
Maybe. Anyway. But that is, at that point, like, you're looking at it and you're like, who is this? If you've never seen it. And then you see the snake and you realize the whole
reasoning behind it.
Yeah, yeah. And Jesus overcomes it.
Yep.
There you go. He stomps on
the
snake.
He kills the fucking snake.
Which at that point, he then sees everybody who's coming for him.
Oh, yeah. The soldiers are coming for him. Yeah.
Because Judas sold him out.
Well, and he knew it was happening.
How do you know?
He knew.
He knows everything.
Why does he know everything?
Because he's almighty.
How did he get almighty?
Oh, Jesus.
His old man upstairs, dude.
He, like, lives in a lower or something?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? I understand.
Dad pays his rent? What?
I understand your questions, but you've watched it.
If you're not going to take it serious, come on.
Right. You've watched it.
Oh,
so,
Okay. I didn't take it serious, so.
And you don't have to, and that's fine, but you saw the movie, read the book.
I didn't realize we were doing this with Ricky Gervais over here.
Yeah.
Who?
God, I like him.
Who?
He's also adorable.
I don't know. They're singling him out. He's just trying to do his own thing and hang out and be cool. And this government comes by and says,
like,
no, you can't do this.
Cool, everyone.
He must be doing something. I think he's the one selling these crazy drugs that's doing the hallucinogens. It's causing people to see things and snakes and little demon babies.
Well, now that's a spoiler, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so. I'm sorry.
Just saying.
Well, sorry, Sarah. Flip
3 pages through and...
Right. But at this point, he gets a kiss on the cheek by who?
Oh, by Judas. Yeah, I know that
he
guy.
He does.
The guy who
and
betrayed him for a very small amount of silver.
Well, at that time, it's a lot.
It didn't seem like that much.
30 pieces, which he threw at him on the floor. That's
a
dick
that
move,
rude.
Man.
Well, he threw to him, and Judas just slapped it away like a bitch. I'm sorry,
he didn't catch it very well. Yeah, okay.
He couldn't catch.
All right, I'll give you that.
But so, why even put that in the film that Judas couldn't catch?
Basically to show that, like, here's your stuff, this is what you were allowed. And
you don't want him playing right field, and he'll stab you in the back.
Both.
Yeah. Film came out in February 2004.
It did.
12 years old now.
Look at all of the people that decided to stand up for Jesus.
I was 15. Oh, no, I was 14 when the movie came out.
14 when it came out, yeah. Did you see it when it came out in the theater?
Fuck no.
Danielle?
What happened?
I think there were much better movies that came out that year.
I forgot that we have a new girl looking the other way.
He's just so used to it.
Yeah. Did you see Passion when it was in the theater?
No, I did not. I believe that at that point I was married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't go out much.
No,
no. Oh, right here, he gets his ear cut. One of the
soldiers. Oh, is this
soldiers.
When he fixes
the
ear? Yeah. Oh, he's gonna fix the ear. Yeah, this is when shit get crazy.
He gets his ear cut off, and one of the soldiers is sitting in front of Jesus, and he's holding his head because was it Peter cut his ear off? And
I think so, yeah.
And Jesus kneels down in front of him, and
he fixes the fucking dude's ear
and
with magic and shit.
Okay, I giggled a little because it was like, I got your nose.
Got your ear.
Like, I got
your
nose.
Where's your ear?
And look at, like, he looks at it, and then he reaches down to the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he picks up something. You don't see what it is. He just picks up something, and then he puts his hand back up on his
side.
He
fucked up
face.
If it was a rock or something.
And he says, Peter, put it down. And
put what down?
The knife.
Oh,
the knife.
Because
Peter cut him. Those who live by the sword shall die by the sword.
That's a Great Slayer
and
song.
And when he puts his hand down.
Great Slayer
look,
song.
Wait, when he puts his hand down? Slayer! sorry. The guy's ear is back intact, and now the soldier who's supposed to be bringing him in is very confused, like, oh, motherfucker put my fucking ear back on, I don't know what to do.
Is this when that weird Pink Floyd song's playing?
No.
I think this is it. I think this is what I marked on my... Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It should sound like Pink Floyd. I'm like,
what? Almost like Animals.
Maybe something, something. One of the old cool Pink Floyd stuff.
Good pickup. Good read.
Oh, it's in my notes.
Yeah. Which you would have if you'd have watched it in English.
It says,
hey, all my notes are
ear.
In Arabic.
Is that a Pink
okay?
Floyd song?
All my notes are in Arabic.
That's great. Can you read those back to us?
No, but I understand that it's a square.
That it is. That it is.
Oh, he starts beating the fuck.
And there's
Mary.
Mary.
She's got Jedi
okay,
shit.
So I was very
She's
confused.
A Jedi.
So this.
I have a whole thing to say about Mary when the time comes up.
Okay. Here's Mary. Okay. She shoots up from her bed and she's like, "Listen, why does today sound any different from any other day? Or why does this night sound any different?"
Because of Passover.
So
yeah, that is a saying for Passover, correct? I saw that in my notes. Yeah. I had no idea.
Who is she talking to?
She's talking to Mary.
Mary.
The other Mary.
Mary Magdalene. Okay.
Jesus' mama. God's booty call.
Not Mary Magdalene.
No, Mary Magdalene is not. Do you know that anywhere in the Bible it does not say that she's a slut or a prostitute or a whore or anything?
She was accused of adultery.
Yeah.
She was
shamed.
She was accused of it.
She had Satan cast out of her seven times.
We'll get to that part where she gets accused. That's in here. That's coming up.
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Okay.
But scenes later on when...
Meredith, I think, is her phone.
That's when he draws a line in the sand and says, that's Mary Magdalene.
He goes up for the Middle East. These people got some white-ass names.
John,
except
Paul.
Except Jesus.
Who's the John dude? Is that Jesus' brother?
It is.
JC's brother?
Is.
Okay, that's Mary's brother.
John
okay.
is
yes. I've seen that dude
it's
hang
like
out.
It's Joseph's and yeah. Mary's child.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
It's their kid, not
Mary and
dude
shoot at the bar.
It's his half brother.
I'll get to that later.
And like all younger half brothers, he hates him.
This isn't the fucking Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I have no idea what that is. I don't remember the commercials, but
you were in that damn play in Ruther.
No, that was Godspell.
Oh.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
I know, I'm just fucking around.
Oh, yeah.
One had Donny Osmond, one didn't.
I just laughed because Jason and my cousin...
Damn it, I gave away my top five.
And my cousin's sister went to school together, and so they were in some plays together.
Your sister?
My cousin's sister.
Oh, yes, yes. Your cousin's
Your
sister.
Your cousin's sister, yeah.
So, did you know that this movie is the number one R-rated film domestically, the box office?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How far
it's
behind
still,
is Deadpool?
It's catching up.
Right.
I was going to say, because I know it's been breaking records.
I got it here. I got the all-time domestic R-rated films. Number one is...
I'm going to look it up and see what we're at.
I know, I have it right here in front of me, dickhead. Number one
yeah,
is...
Yeah, you printed that out a week
oh,
ago.
You
no,
got
I printed
it
out today. Number one is Passion of the Christ with $370 million.
So...
Number two is American Sniper. And number three is Deadpool.
So here's the thing with this whole movie. Everybody was talking about, like, I cried, blah, blah, blah.
It's not like you don't know what happened.
Who was saying that? Yeah.
Lots of people. Like, that was the big
hoo-ha
about this movie.
Yeah, oh, it's super brutal.
Holy shit.
I remember that.
I can't believe, well, we'll get to that, too. So there's these are the Jewish dudes.
Yup.
Correct.
They're the ones that are selling him out and getting rid of him. I don't get the magic shit. I was trying to think of how would you classify this film if you didn't have the religious film category.
If it was just a movie, like...
Yeah, I was thinking...
If his name was Pablo?
I was thinking supernatural thriller. Maybe a little action, and there's a little action.
Supernatural drama?
If you didn't know the Bible, this movie would make no sense
drama?
At all.
I think supernatural drama.
But if you didn't know the Bible, would this movie make any sense at all?
Well, how about you?
I know the Bible, but... I started watching the movie with that kind of sense of mind. I'm going to watch the movie like it's a regular movie. Just kind of, okay,
right.
In the woods.
I did, too.
I tried that, and it worked for a while. And
then you get caught up in it for a minute.
Well, then you realize that some shit isn't really explained, and then... So there's these dudes, and way back when, they're using...
Well, you gotta wonder how much was left on the cutting room floor, too, when you do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure this movie was, like, 6 hours long.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to make the movie, and then they're like, well, what can we draw?
Not really, because they had to add stuff in. They had to do these flashback scenes while he's being crucified. I mean, you can't show him on the cross for an hour and straight, you know? They do the flashback scenes, which will come up later on.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you anybody crucified was on the cross for over an hour.
Yeah.
We'll get to that crucifixion.
That's nasty. That's dirty.
Well,
yeah,
and right
yeah.
here is where the Jewish priests are talking to the Roman Empire about the woman being crazy, and that's why, you know, he was just brought
anything,
in for questioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's where my background in religion comes in, which is very minuscule, I might add. You know, they kind of like run in opposite directions, and it's one of those like the Jews want to persecute him and the Romans don't in a way.
Well, yeah, and I was gonna ask you guys a question, but maybe
ask it.
I'll ask it and you can think about it and maybe we can bring it up later on, but I was gonna say, well, never mind. I was gonna ask this question of which character in this film would you relate to the most for yourself?
Mary Magdalene.
Okay, Sarah.
And mine would be the pilot guy. The
Pontius Pilate?
Yeah. And this guy's like, I don't give a fuck. God damn it. just go. Leave me alone.
His only reasoning to argue with everything is he wants to maintain his...
But we haven't got to that guy yet, have we?
No.
He's coming up
right
in
now.
Probably
yeah. Right now, we're actually at a flashback.
Oh, it's where he invents the high table.
Wait, yes. No, this is the flashback in the flashback, isn't it?
No, it's just the... Well, just a flashback. I mean, the whole movie's a flashback, I guess you would say, so yes, but...
This is like if Quentin Tarantino directed Memento.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of bouncing around.
Could you see Quentin Tarantino, like, directing this?
Oh,
it wouldn't be a lot different.
It really, yeah.
I mean, there might be more talking.
Jesus,
yeah, the dialogue would be
eyes.
Way better.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
the thing.
But
here's
as far as
thing.
Violence and
yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Here's something that you guys may not have picked up on. And
oh, I don't get to have a favorite player.
No. I'm
we'll
sorry.
We'll get to that.
I was just saying.
We're
this
talking
is,
about the
look
tall
at his
table.
Eyes. Look at his eyes.
This is when they change
in
color.
In this part, yes,
they
change
red
colors.
Later on too.
They're actually.
He has blue eyes, and they colored him brown for the movie.
But if you're Roman Catholic and you're brought up this way, they're called angel eyes, where they're brown, but they have a ring. And when you watch...
It's called heterochromia.
It's called angel eyes in the Roman Catholic religion.
In the science what? World.
Angel eyes?
They are.
But his eyes
actually,
are computer generated.
Actually, Jason, you have them.
Okay, well, I have natural. This dude,
right,
they're
right.
CGI.
But that's what I'm saying is...
I have blue.
Me too. They actually though call them angel eyes, and it's
okay.
It's a weird thing,
but you can't say he has them because.
But he does. If you look at them, they have a ring around them
CGI.
In this movie.
That's because that's the.
I understand.
They fucked up on.
I understand that,
the character
but
does not
the
actor. The
character,
the character.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so hail Jesus and his eyeballs.
Okay.
We're going to the court again, right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we're
back
in
court.
Back at court. And what a glorious court.
Well, no,
is.
We're actually getting to court because
or,
that
yeah.
what happened was is that they shackled him and
oh,
they
the first time,
brought
yeah.
him through, yes.
Yeah.
And they basically, like, and it took a day or so to get him to where they needed to get him.
And then when I watched this movie, for the first, I don't even know, I'm trying to figure out what has this guy done? Why are they after him for anything? I'm asking that to myself. Why are they going after him? What is he?
But
he
you hear they actually talk about it. Though.
Well,
it's
do.
Because he believes he's a king. He's a god, and
he believes he's the Messiah.
He denied
yeah,
the Sabbath.
They, yeah, he's
yeah.
he's denied
yeah, yeah,
as a person, so to speak. Like he says, this
you do that
is
now, and
I
they
am.
Leave you on the street corner, and just like okay, give you a fucking Sharpie.
Well, there's 1,000 of them now.
Oh yeah, yeah, but
yeah, I think that. Back then, there was only 1,000 people.
You think?
Well, I mean, I'm sure
well,
there was
no,
more than
that. Well, no, that's what
they
were saying. Like, in that area.
Saying, yeah. You know, comparatively.
You know, I have a question. I have a question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
Who aren't brought up the way I was. Somebody had made
Shoot,
a comment.
Sarah.
Somebody had made a comment on Facebook about Christianity being the first actual religion. And if you know anything about the Bible, you're actually taught about idolism beforehand, where they...
What's that?
They people believed in idols. They
oh,
believed in
do not worship
the lion.
False
they believed
idols.
In the... Yeah, right. So,
Greek gods and shit.
So, right.
Yeah.
So here I... As a person,
the water.
As a recovering Catholic, my question was, is what do you think... What do you think the first religion was. I mean, like, I've had people say Christianity was the first ever religion. It's the first noted. Well, it was written.
Shit.
It was written in a Bible, but how many versions of a Bible have you had? Like,
that is bullshit.
Right, so...
It's,
so like,
it's my understanding that most holy sects are just the same words written in a different order.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Religion has been around.
I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I'm saying as far as what I think the first religion would be.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the cavemen probably prayed
that's
to their dicks
say.
Or something.
It was the
you
moment
know what I mean?
The moment that men became aware of their demise.
Yeah.
They looked to
what happens
and
after
what I
yeah,
thought.
Once soon as they asked that question, they looked to other things that could possibly go on.
What
after
I thought
that.
was and I didn't look this up because I
when
was going to look it up
died,
and like
be
all
be like,
holier
well.
Than thou and I know. But here's the thing, like
oh, she's gonna beat.
A lot of Wiccan religions.
Yeah, he gets beat bad here, but go ahead.
A lot of Wiccan religions, like they believe in Mother Nature and the God, it's kind of more of the Greek mythology, like you said. There's a god of thunder, there's a god of lightning, there's a god of this, you know.
And rock and roll.
So, it's one of those things where when people tell me that Christianity is the first religion, I'm like, no. Like, even in Christianity,
no,
they say,
the
even
first.
In the Bible, they say idols.
Well, I would agree that maybe it's the most widespread religion.
But, no, they can't claim that, because weren't they Jewish before this?
Well, that's the thing, but they believed in... What? As Jewish...
This is where
I
question.
As far as I understand it, Jews are just Catholics with their own language.
So the Old Testament was like written
I
and
agree.
Out?
I agree.
And they're a little bit more stricter.
So, wait, I have a question.
And they don't eat bacon.
Question.
Yes.
So the Old Testament was written and out and published before Jesus?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
No, that's my question. No one...
I don't know. I don't know.
It's...
Look up Old Testament on your little...
My understanding...
Get a publication date on that.
Sorry. Sorry.
Can we get a first printing?
Oh, I bet that'd be expensive, huh?
No, as far as I understand it, yes, the Old Testament was written, and then the flood and stuff happened, and then Genesis, which is...
That happened before the flood, actually.
Oh, well, then I don't fucking understand
Genesis
anything.
Came before the flood,
I don't
sure.
understand
that. That was the creation.
No, with...
Genesis was the creation.
Noah's flood?
No.
No.
That's
Noah,
what I'm
no,
talking
no.
about.
Noah wasn't in Genesis. Also, it was at the end. I don't know.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. Noah happened, then Genesis happened.
No,
well,
you're incorrect.
Well, it says before time,
okay. Genesis
in the beginning
is the very
of the
first
world.
One.
That's
Genesis is the I beginning. Thought,
no, John 1 is the yeah. beginning. Before time, in the beginning of the world, John 1.
Yeah.
And then what? at 4000 BC, the creation in Genesis 1.
What? Is yep. there a prelude?
Yes, there. Yep, they show is.
Was that added on later?
Probably, just like the rest of it. I mean, like, seriously.
Hey, it's...
Here's the thing. I believe that, personally, if you're going to do something good, do it good out of your heart, and then stick with it. If you're going to be something mean, don't throw it on religion, because you're just an asshole.
Well, it depends on what you believe. I mean, that's the way you feel. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to this.
You're
we'll
gonna
get
go, should I do based on religion or should I not? Let me see what Sarah has to say.
Don't go with me because y'all going to be in trouble. Anyway.
So Jesus is fucked up.
He got his ass whooped.
A little bit. No, not there. Even compared to what's going to happen. But now, JC's, he's talked some shit, too. He's like, fuck you, I'm the king.
He's like, I am the Messiah,
I'm God's boy. I'm God's boy, motherfucker.
He's like, I'm his right-hand man.
Yeah, you ain't doing shit. I'm fine.
I came
cool.
out of his bowl.
No matter what you do to me, I'm fucking cool. That's what I gather, right? I mean,
but look, and then this is where a lot of people like had the issue was Jesus starts crying. Judas is standing off to the side like, oh my God, did I really do something stupid? And Jesus just stands there and takes his ass whooping and spits in the face and... You know, he's like, yeah, I'll just take my shit. Which leads me to a question.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
I should wait until later to ask the question.
I have lots of questions.
But
we have lots of questions waiting for later.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask this one now.
All right.
So we all know how this ends, obviously. There's no fucking...
Not good for our boy,
spoiler
JC.
Here.
It's...
So Jesus lets himself...
We're rooting for the hero.
Jesus lets himself get crucified. And he lets himself die. Is that not a form of suicide?
Oh, that's a
I
good
love
question.
The looks. I wish there was video right now that went along with this podcast. The looks of these two men.
Well, he knew it was fate, right? He's like, oh.
But what's fate? He hasn't discussed what fate was. You don't know what fate is yet.
I know what destiny is.
Not yet. Not, Jesus has not spoken it. You do not know. And I did not sound like Yoda. I said it right.
I understand what you're saying, but so without Jesus, there was no fate, no
destiny.
That's
what I'm saying. Have you watched the movie?
In Arabic.
No, without Jesus,
very
you don't know what things
confusing when you
are.
Don't read the language.
And at this point,
oh,
he's
man.
Also.
His
I just
want
to. I want to give a props to all the actors for learning a dead language.
Yeah, that's good. It was like three different. They spoke
it,
Hebrew,
yes, they did.
Arabic, and something else. They spoke
Italian.
No, it wasn't Italian.
No,
they did speak.
No,
Italian
there's
in
Italian
here.
And Latin in there.
Latin
yeah.
was the one I was like.
Yeah.
But there was Italian in here.
Well,
they did
there's
discuss
a lot of,
that.
A lot of overlap between yeah. Italian and Latin and other
well,
stuff.
Well, most Romance languages do overlap, yeah. and they are all the European languages are considered Romance languages. That's why I could understand them.
Did you know the Asian languages don't overlap at like at all?
What do you mean, like Mandarin and?
Well, other than like Mandarin, but like if you go to like.
Because I'm like that one does.
That's that. Yeah, that's the one they figured out in the current era where they could all work from.
Black Hawk Down.
Like Cantonese and Korean aren't even close. Like they don't even have the same root words or anything.
All I know is I don't understand either one of those.
Well, I guess they're on their own island and shit. I mean.
Yeah, but they're so similar still, which is weird.
Well, I started from somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's odd.
Peter's splitting the crowd.
This is my boy.
Oh, Peter?
This is my boy. This is the one I wanted. This is my pony right here.
Really? The guy who's selling out?
Yeah, I know.
Well.
And he hangs upside down.
Yes, please.
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is when Peter, he goes through the crowd. That's Peter, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Peter.
And
it's Peter, but he was
denied,
also
he denied
Jesus
three times.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Which is some
but then,
goofy
but
Bible story.
Yeah, but he comes back after that. After the fact, he comes back. He rides for his dog.
What?
He eventually gets crucified upside down because he didn't feel getting crucified the normal way. He didn't feel he deserved that.
Who, Peter?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Was that after this?
Yeah, that's after this story.
Okay, that's part it. Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's him.
I don't
right?
know.
Right? Am I
no
right,
idea.
Sarah? Is it St. Peter?
I thought Peter was...
I'd hate to put out misinformation.
You probably are. I don't know.
I'm doing that one from memory. Should I Google it? I'll Google it.
Sure.
We got our fact checker over here.
I'm sorry, I'm not as good as Danny is here.
Oh, yeah, she's way better.
Jeez, some people.
Sorry, boys.
Get better. You know what?
Well, that dude we were talking about.
If I would have known you were going to do a shit job.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, here's where Judah goes crazy. He throws his money back at him. He's
is this?
I don't want your fucking money. I did wrong.
And he's like, my bad. Let me
and
repent.
And then the kids come up to him. This is when he, yeah.
Well, what? I know that the Roman Catholic Church does consider Peter to be the first pope ordained by Jesus. Yeah, but let's take a look here. Let me take a look.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was right.
Yeah.
Yep, boom, nailed it.
He was crucified upside down?
Yeah, that's where, like, the upside down thing, they're like, that's the cross of the Antichrist. No, it's St. Peter's cross. That's why I make fun of the little hardcore kids.
Oh, that's not okay.
Yeah.
He was unworthy to be crucified the same as Jesus.
Yeah, so he chose to do it upside down, which I think is way more metal, but that's me.
This whole crucifixion thing is so dramatic. Holy shit.
There were a lot of people crucified, though. You got to remember that.
It makes it even worse. It makes it even more dramatic. It's like...
They weren't all whipped and, you know...
Oh, they're still hauled through the streets and...
You had to carry your own cross up there. Yeah. They're going to make you work for it. Like, I believe we should do now to pedophiles, hey, whatever.
I like the hanging thing. I don't know. Just bring them up there, clunk, you're done. You're not sitting up there, you know...
I'm a big fan of the guillotine.
Guilty's nice, yeah. That'd
easy.
Be nice too. Yeah.
Judas starts going crazy.
I like the drop of the thing.
Judas starts going crazy, and he's like seeing things. He sees the demons of the children.
Oh yeah, they're chasing around.
And you'll see in a little bit here where he's out at the outskirts, and he's like trying to kind of repent, so to speak. When we get there, I'll talk more about that because. There's a good reasoning behind what he sees.
Did he do his thing yet? No, he didn't do his thing yet. This is Mary.
What thing? What are you talking about?
Judas's thing.
I'm confused.
When he meets the camel?
Nope, I'm still confused.
What fucking camel? Oh, yeah, no. Well,
donkey or camel?
No, the dead camel.
It's a donkey.
No, it's a camel.
No, it's a donkey.
It's a camel.
Okay.
It's in the movie, it's a camel. In
is
the book.
That part not even in the book?
It's not up here yet. It's actually a donkey because when Jesus is brought forward, he's on a donkey, and it's to symbolize the fact that he killed Christ.
The donkey?
The donkey symbolizes
why the donkey
that to
killed
him.
Christ?
To Judas.
The donkey?
That Judas kills
Christ. He ran him out.
And that's
him.
Exactly why.
He ultimately led to his death, yeah, but...
Right.
How does a donkey signify
Hi.
That?
You're not Catholic. You weren't brought up with the Roman Catholic guilt of life. Let me explain.
I just want to know what the donkey has to do with anything.
Because Jesus Christ rode in on a fucking donkey, dude.
Oh, he did? Where?
Oh, my God. Before this movie starts.
I didn't see the prequel.
There's not a prequel, you son of a bitches!
I didn't see the prequel. I don't know. That's the Old Testament, then.
You said you liked the Old Testament, dumbass.
I don't remember him riding on a donkey.
I mean, that one's all fire and
brimstone.
How did my cousin sleep with you at night?
Naked with a dick in her butt?
Oh, hell no. Oh, fuck.
Hey, we did a disclaimer. I could say it. We've been very nice. And I think
can you be
nice
to my cousin? Because she's nice to you.
Oh, yeah.
Or she wouldn't still be with you.
Justin's hiding.
I don't blame him.
What's going on now? Oh, here's when the... Yeah.
Yeah, this is where he's getting
he's
fucked
surrounded
up
by
again.
These little kids. Yeah, they're going off on his ass. So.
They're not really there.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking right there. He's,
they're not
you
there.
You can't see them?
That's part of the drugs?
You know, it's hot. The hallucinogens kick in. See, look, they disappeared.
There's, Voldemort was right there, too, again. Was that him? The dude?
Yes, that's exactly how I felt about... I mean...
Well, I guess you can't. Voldemort came after that. Well, actually, I think he was in the book. I don't know.
So he's there. He's out in the outskirts. And look, it's a donkey, you fucking assholes.
That's a goddamn camel.
That's a camel.
It's a donkey.
It even says right here it's a camel.
Look at its face. It's a camel.
Because what I'm reading says donkey, which symbolizes...
He finds the riding corpse of a camel and takes the rope from it and hangs himself.
It's a donkey. Look at that.
I don't know.
Look at that camel.
I'm looking for a hump. I don't see no hump. I don't get a good
There's
angle.
Not a hump, and it's very small. Rewind. It was right there.
We're
you
not rewinding. This movie's long enough as it is.
Look it. It's a small-ass donkey.
Wow, you might be right.
Donkey, donkey.
I'm going with the paper.
You're wrong.
Paper might be wrong.
I got my faith in the tattooed tree.
It's wrong. He realizes that what he did was wrong, and he hangs himself.
Yeah, he takes the rope from the camel and hangs
oh, yeah,
the tree.
Spoiler alert.
The very small camel.
But
like,
if I'm not
no
mistaken,
hump,
isn't
the very
this,
small camel
isn't this
with
part
no
not in the book?
The donkey.
I'm going with what the paper says.
Is this part not in the book? I thought I saw somewhere.
It's not, because suicide is frowned upon.
So Gibson took a few. Mel Gibson was the director of this. I don't know if you knew that just in time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
really?
Mel Gibson? Yeah,
Mel
he
Gibson.
Was from...
Oh, you're talking
Weapon?
Mad Max?
Yeah, Mad Max, yeah. He's the director of this little flick.
Oh. I think I read something about that in the paper.
Did you read about them in Time magazine?
They have a magazine about me?
Oh, boy.
Well, that was on you two. Horrible joke.
Oh, here comes Pontius Pilate.
Yep, your buddy,
Pontius?
Right here.
Yeah, this is the guy I like. And one of the criticisms that a lot of the...
remember, he's like the governor.
A lot of the criticisms that they had for him in this movie was that he was too nice to Jesus. I guess he's supposed to be a real dick, from what I've heard and what I read. And in this movie, he's actually pretty just like, I don't really give a fuck.
Like, well, just
do I have to do anything?
Well,
don't inconvenience
me.
Yeah,
I don't really want to kill him. Don't,
in the movie, he talked to his wife, Claudia, who says, let him go.
Come on, he's just a guy. I like his hair.
Oh, Jesus. It's more like I like his...
And these people just want him to fucking dead, man.
Yeah, they fucking hate him.
That's one thing.
They're Jewish.
Watching this film, I'm more reassured of my lack of faith in mankind, as well as religion. But
I have faith in mankind.
People oh
are just,
no!
No, people are fucking dumb.
A person is smart. People are stupid.
Well said. Yeah, yeah, I can agree with that. You get them together like this.
I actually think Men in Black said that too.
Wow.
I think that's been said several times over.
Oh God, yes. Wait, I said God. Drink.
Oh God.
Drink.
Drink.
Okay,
drink.
Here's a Pontius Pilate.
My nigga, St. Peter's.
Oh, Sarah, you said you agree with, or you feel like you're more like Mary Magdalene, is that what you said? Your character? That you relate to?
Yeah, I made the joke.
Oh, it was a joke? Oh.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, why are you going to shun a chick for doing what she likes?
Oh, yeah, that comes up later on.
Why are you going to shun her? Why are you going to be a dick?
Because it's sin.
Why? What's a dick about it? You know what?
If you like killing people, why should people stop you? If that's what you like to do.
Okay. Do I call it a reborn again atheist? what do you call this? Where I am now in life.
Enlightened?
Where I am
I would call it
in
enlightened.
Life. Well, I wouldn't. I would not call it enlightened. I wouldn't. What I call it is where I realized that. Here's the thing. I was brought up very religious, very Roman Catholic. I even went to LWBC, which is a Living Waters Bible Camp, every summer. I went. I think it was more for my mom to get a break because she was a divorced woman.
I went to
a bunch
YMCA
of kids.
Camp.
I went to Cub Scout Day
but
Camp.
I asked.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't have Cub Scouts, and I got kicked out of Girl Scouts for stabbing somebody.
Yeah, so
let's not talk about
Cub
that.
Scouts.
So what I'm saying is I actually asked a counselor at a Christian Bible camp why we pray to God and not Jesus. And that was a legitimate question as a fucking,
that,
I don't know.
As a 26-year-old white male, I feel like that's a fair
God
question.
God is a sergeant, Jesus is a lieutenant.
But I was
who's the
12.
General?
I was 12? What was I in sixth grade? Can I finish?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, Sarah.
So, I legitimately asked this question, and they said, and I quote, "What were you brought up as?" I said, "I'm a Roman Catholic. I went to St. Mary's Church in Mount Carmel." She said, "Well, that's
St.
your
Mary's.
Problem. That's your problem. You're Catholic. In Christianity, this is how it goes." And I looked at her, and I realized that Christians actually look at Catholicism as a joke.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? She basically told me that I was wrong in all of my upbringing. My mom was wrong in teaching me this way. My family was wrong in believing this way. And that her way was proper. And she said, because we were brought up in Roman Catholicism, that we were to worship Mary, which isn't.
Oh, I got a whole thing about Mary.
Jesus. And that Jesus was better than Mary, and she was just the, what did she call her? The vessel?
Okay.
For Jesus. And they don't even share DNA. They don't even share any kind of, which made me giggle. Now that I'm older, when I think about at the age of 17, when I realized that this woman at 12 years old told me that they don't share DNA, I laugh because I'm like, well, that's science brought into religion, you dumb bitch. But, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that was where my issue came in.
Well, yeah.
Okay. See, this is what I would have said to that lady. All right. I would have said, okay, well, okay, you know who Hercules is, right? The mythological guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's half the son of Zeus, and he's half the son of some chick, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, that he obviously has all of Hercules' powers, and he's super strong, and yada yada, and you know he obviously got that from his dad. So what's the fucking difference?
Well.
Exactly. Yet there isn't.
I don't know. Hey, here's King
Hera. I'm not saying
this guy
Hercules
is fucking
Jesus,
hilarious.
But
this guy is hilarious.
Well, and that's the thing.
That's a good argument for someone when someone says that to you next time.
But they don't believe in Hercules. You know what I mean? Now that I'm older, I don't care. I believe in what I believe in, and I believe in not being a dick to people. And
then why do you do it so often?
You know, I think it's in the bloodline.
It's for their best. It's best that we be a dick to them now instead of winning them over with our love and our charisma and then being a dick to them later on, hurting their feelings. So
that's true.
We're looking out for them. But we're in King Herod's castle.
Oh, yeah.
King Herod's castle right now. And this
guy's a dick.
No, he's a nutbag. He's got a fucking...
He's weird.
Got too much eyeliner. He wears a shitty wig.
He asks too many questions.
Well,
he looks like he would be one of our friends. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he looks like somebody in the bar, yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't hang out with him. He probably gets good weed.
Yeah. But he wants to
he's a
power,
king.
That's what's kind of cool about him. I kind of like this guy, because he's like, what can you do? How can you do? How do you do that shit?
Can you teach me how to do that?
Yeah.
Well, oh, okay. No? All right.
Well, I'm not putting you to death.
He wants you to prove it. And then he's like, nope, you're crazy. It's fine.
Which maybe he is. Maybe he is, Justin. I don't know. Is he crazy?
Which one?
JC.
JC. I don't know. I mean, we saw him reattach dude's ear.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's,
he's got something going on.
And he didn't pull out a needle and thread, so.
True.
I don't know. I mean, he might be David Blaine of back then, for all we know.
Yeah, I don't.
Wasn't there. I can't say for a fact.
Well, it's hard for me as an atheist to even give this like a historical category at all.
I'm a practicing agnostic.
Yeah.
So I just.
What does that mean to you?
I actively don't know.
Yeah. Huh.
I'd like to know. I keep my finger on the thread, but.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm an atheist because I really, really doubt it. I've heard a lot of theories, and this whole fucking Jesus and God thing makes the least sense to me.
See, and I kind of envy that, because you assume, let me guess, when you die, that's it, it's over, and you accepted that, right?
Probably, yeah, that's the most logical.
I'm an agnostic, because I have a little bit of hope that hopefully there's something cool, and...
That'd be nice.
You know, and honestly, my good friend and neighbor, Mikey Feathers, he pointed out to me one day when we were having a similar discussion, and he said, he's like, you know, I'm with you on that. You know, like, yeah, I kind of hope there's something else, but at the same time, I accept that, you know, it might just be over. But hopefully it's true that energy can never be stopped. It can only be changed. And, you know, we're energy, so we change into something else. You know, we can only be converted to something else.
It's like saying you're plant food. Does it matter?
Yeah, well, it does. So obviously, way of thinking, yes,
it's a little bit nicer to think about.
I mean, I get some people, like believers, that look at me as an atheist and think that I like reject God, that I'm like anti God, and I'm like, no, that'd be great if there really was a God. Well, maybe not this guy. This guy's kind of a dick.
But I mean,
if there was like a higher being, that'd be fucking cool. But need a little more proof than the fucking leaves on the tree and the birds singing and shit
that. Yeah, I don't need that. I need the birds singing and the leaves.
Oh no,
on the
I appreciate
tree.
That. But that's not a sign of God. That's a sign of a growing planet.
Different evolutionary.
As somebody who has been Wiccan for 20 years, I do think that there's something greater out there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they or it is going to bring us to a different place, to a different peace, to a different. But I believe that there's something else out there. And you know what? Maybe that's my Catholic upbringing of guilt, of life. So maybe I should be nice to everything just in case. But more than likely, I just want to be nice to people. I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm out there to be a dick.
Hold on.
And even atheists,
my lack of belief has nothing to do with me being a dick.
Absolutely not. You're just a dick.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Well, before we get too far from it, I want to touch on something that Sarah said. She's like, when she said she does believe in, you know, a higher being, there's something else out there, yada yada. Before we get too far from that.
Okay.
I will say this. I do believe in the universe. Like, there are just some times that the universe is looking out for you. And it's just...
You don't think it's coincidence?
I'm saying it's probably just a weird series of coincidence.
Even if you say it's coincidence, that's believing in something.
Yeah.
If you...
That's believing in nature. And I totally believe in nature.
But so do Wiccans.
I mean, I'm saying I can look out the window and see nature.
Yeah, that's obvious.
But what? No, just that you're when. Okay. Say you you don't want to go to class, and you wake up and son of a bitch, I hope class is closed or class is canceled.
Uh huh.
And you check your phone or your email or whatever.
Okay.
And you normally don't do that because you just assume class is on.
Uh huh.
And you check it. Fuck yeah, I got 3 more hours of sleep. That sort of thing.
My teacher like didn't like, show up for class the other weekend.
Yeah.
And she did not get a message from God. She went there, sat outside.
I'm not saying it happens every time. I'm not saying that's the exact scenario I'm talking about.
And I'm
about.
Not saying that I
that's
prayed for it to happen and then it happened. Ooh. Nothing like that. I'm just saying that sometimes, I mean, coincidence isn't necessarily just it happened. A coincidence is, how do we explain?
Coincidences happen, and sometimes they line up perfectly.
And that's what a coincidence is, though.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I'm saying I believe in the universe. Sometimes the universe is looking out for me.
Like karma kind of thing?
Yeah, like, okay, say I do a shake-a-day at a bar in Racine.
Uh-huh.
And we're saying Racine because no one in Kenosha would break the law. And I win the pot. That's the universe looking out for me.
Yeah.
When I have $5 left in my pocket. You know what I mean?
And now you can pay for the rest of the night being out.
Exactly.
We're missing the whole Barbados. They actually... The Roman king, what's his name? You know his name. Pilates?
I don't think he's the king. I think he's just like the supervisor of the area kind
Pontius
of thing.
Pilate.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking a...
He's just like the governor, kind of, maybe. That's me.
No.
That's his name, Pilate. Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
Pilate.
But he's not a king, I don't think. I think he's just like
No, he's a dude.
He's just a... he's like a leader.
He's a governor,
Something like that. Some kind of governor thing.
They keep referring to him as governor.
Do they? Okay.
I'm reading through this.
Okay.
So.
Then, yeah, I assume that's probably what he is. But they just let the killer here.
Yeah.
They ask people, like, who do you want to let go? You're this dude, Jesus, who, like, just wants to, like, be cool? Or, and fix people's ears and shit?
Dick.
Or this crazy-looking motherfucker.
Who killed people.
With, like, a weird eye.
He killed people.
Yeah, total fucking convicted murderer.
But he's afraid that he's gonna, like, lead some sort of uprising against them, which isn't what Jesus is trying to do.
I guess they kind of do that now with ISIS and Muslims and things in the country. They kind of... Yeah, take it out on them. Hey, you're doing an uprising. We're shutting you down right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't do shit like this to them. They just throw them in Guantanamo.
Guantanamo.
Just say Gitmo.
Gitmo. Very better.
Words hard.
Fucking A, dude. Really?
Words hard.
Guantanamo.
Jason
you can't
Lee.
Say Guantanamo.
Now I can. Now I heard it, I can.
Jason
Guantanamo.
Lee.
Guantanamo.
That's
Guantanamo.
His name.
Guantanamo.
Jason Lee has his kids.
He's the dude that got
pilot.
Shot. Oh, that's the
crow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pilot Inspector?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. So when you said...
Is he in this? That'd be
no,
great.
That would be way
not.
Better. Could you imagine Jason Lee as Jesus? He rides it on a skateboard. Just
he'd be one of the whippers here. One of the Roman dudes beating the fuck out of him. Yeah, here comes these sticks. They start... This is... Oh,
they're the
man.
They're
what
the what
guy,
are they the bamboo
the guy
sticks
some comics
they?
Can't start a little shit.
Kenyo sticks. Kendo. Kendo. Thank what? You.
They're fucking rad.
They're kendo sticks. They're they're bamboo sticks
yeah,
basically is what they are and they're
hurt.
Flared. Oh god, yes.
Like supposed to spare the rod and love the child, no?
Well, that's what comes out of this. Mm. Way to go, Jason. You understand Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't know
oh
about
my
that.
God, we should baptize him.
Nope, I'm pure.
I got some beer here. Let's
well,
you dip your head back.
That's a waste of beer.
I have wine. I'm drinking Jesus juice.
That's what we should have. Fuck freaks. We should have drank wine tonight. Just the darkest red wine we could find of the worst hangover ever.
For those of you who don't know, our very first try in this was doing Freaks. And
which
we
is
did
a lovely film.
Oh, shit.
I recommend
great.
Watching
yeah,
it with your children.
We should totally
classic.
Redo that, by the way.
Oh, we were shit-faced off
Arbor
Mist.
I don't remember it.
Oh,
but
so
yeah.
much Moscato.
Down in the bar with people poking their head in and shit.
I wasn't there,
PK
so that's why I don't remember it. I wasn't there, so I don't remember it.
Yeah, well, you heard. That's one of the episodes you didn't hear.
I wish
yeah.
if it was recorded well, it'd probably be pretty amusing.
And, yeah, that was probably our worst recording ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're sounding good now, though.
So, anyways, Jesus is getting fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, he's getting.
But he was. They were told to basically bring him to the brink of death, but not kill him. And as you watch this, Satan's moving through the crowd.
And this differs from the book version of the story. Cause yeah,
Voldemort's not in the book version, right?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
now
wait.
Now you guys know how Danielle felt watching Star Wars.
This dude has a Star Wars. Which one?
Any of them, I'm sure.
There's seven.
I don't think she's watched a whole lot of them.
The new one's coming out in another week and a half or so.
Really? I thought that they were coming out on DVD.
No, on DVD.
I have it on my phone.
No, the new movie comes out this Christmas.
I have it on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it on your phone.
I do.
I saw it four times in the theater.
Are you guys going to cuddle up on the couch and watch it?
It's just convenient. I can watch it on the go.
Well,
I'm totally going to fucking take pictures of this shit. You two cuddled up on the couch watching it on your phone with headphones.
But anyway, so in the book, they're not necessarily represented as agents of Satan, but Mel Gibson kind of portrays that here.
Oh, let's... You know, like
I don't think they're portrayed as agents of Satan. Satan's just hanging out in the crowd, right?
Okay, pawns of Satan?
Well, no, they're just against this dude.
All right, look, I'm trying.
You're
over
just
here,
reading
dude.
The sheet, huh?
Come on, dude.
At least I went through and edited my sheet.
Yeah, and I wrote mine out in Arabic, so... Unless one of us has got Google Picture Translate.
Oh, here comes the cat and nine tails. This one, things start getting vicious. I gotta say, I want...
This is like a sadistic hentai right here.
When I was watching this, I couldn't help thinking of the Rocky movies.
The fuck?
Yeah, because Rocky just gets the shit beat out of him, but he keeps standing, he keeps going.
Okay.
And you know what? Rocky ain't got shit on JC.
Well, he never attached an ear, he got his ear cut.
Well, no, I'm talking about the beating they get.
You know,
the beatings that they get. I mean, you know, Rocky just gets some fucking shit punched out of him by Apollo Creed.
Yeah, he just gets, well, him and Clover Lang and Ivan Drago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Tommy
movie.
The Gun.
I don't count that movie.
Fuck you, that's the best
Rocky,
one.
Rocky V?
That's got the best fight scene
what?
In it. That's got the best fight scene in
what?
It.
What? No.
When Rocky and Tommy fight and it's a street fight.
That's the worst one.
That's the best. That's the best fight.
Rocky
I'm not
Balboa
saying it's
is better than Rocky V.
I'm not saying it's the best Rocky movie, but it's the best Rocky fight. We'll talk about that on another day.
So the reason they moved on to the, what is this called, Jason? You know what the...
Scourging. Scourging.
Okay, so the reason they moved on to this was because basically he was standing there taking the whooping, and they
like a man, like an OG,
right? And so they wanted him to like feel pain, and they wanted him to fall.
They wanted him to falter and be a little bitch and do whatever they wanted him to do.
They wanted everybody to realize that he's not a great man, and so they wanted to watch him fall. And he stood there, and he took most of it even. I mean, like, all of it.
He took it all, yeah.
But he took it.
Oh, yeah. He took
like,
it all
like
right.
A skinny white dude in prison. He took it all.
And there's Mama sitting there.
I mean, Jesus didn't get fucked in the ass.
Think about that. I think that might have been one of the things that a lot of my friends, like, discussed was the whole, think about it being... a mother. Think of it being anybody. I mean, really, if you watched this.
Oh yeah, if your buddy was getting that done
to a friend of you, yours. I mean,
no, I'm for the death penalty for certain shit, but I couldn't watch it.
You no, I mean, well, some of it I probably could.
Well,
I mean, if,
I'm an asshole that way.
If some dude fucking raped my niece or something,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, then yeah, I'm gonna watch that fucking guy.
Even a girl your niece's age. Even a girl your niece's age, you couldn't watch that? Like, for me, that's if it was my daughter's age group or a daughter's friend or something like that, they'd be lucky that I didn't fucking pull the gun on them myself. But...
Wait, if they did what?
To
see someone get crucified? What are you talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you'd watch it. You'd watch that if it was your daughter.
Well, you don't
have a choice. If it was your daughter's rapist. If it was your daughter's.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know,
I would watch it then. Yeah.
Like if they did something to your family,
I want
to
make sure it's done right.
I don't even know if I'd want to watch it. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
I'd not only would I watch
it. If it happens, it's being done. Hey, okay. But
not only would I watch it, but I want to be a participant.
I would never participate, and I'd like to think that I wouldn't like to see that, but there, I feel like there's a part of me that would.
Yeah, yeah.
I would end up there. Like, I wouldn't necessarily. Like, okay, I know what's happening at 2 at the town square.
What happens to this person, and what's going to stop from happening to someone else?
So this was a part where I was confused, you guys. Anybody else understand this? And as a Roman Catholic, I'm confused. So Claudia comes up, and she gives Mary
and
Mary and Magdalene a bunch of towels.
Yeah, some towels. Well, that comes in later. They have to clean up the mess, which I don't get.
But why? I mean, like, who would clean that up? Anybody else would. She gives them towels, and then she basically tells them, "I'm so sorry."
I don't know.
She basically says, "I'm so sorry," and she runs away.
Well, because he's getting the shit beat out of him. It's pretty horrific.
But
it's amazing he lived through that lashing, really.
That's kind of what I thought, too, yeah.
I mean, look at the guys. Look at the guys who are beating him. They're, like, huffing and puffing, and they're like, fuck this,
they're all so done. They're all big dudes.
It was David Edelson of Slate who called this a
2.5 hour and 6 minute
snuff movie.
They flip him over. Look at that. They leave one arm on, and they flip him over.
Spoiler alert.
And so that they can get his chest.
Yeah. Well, because they had nowhere else to hit him in the back. There's, like, no flesh left.
But the guys are out of breath. And then the king comes up, or not the king, the, one of his guys.
Oh, here comes the baby part. This is fucking weird. This little baby in a teddy with a fucking goatee.
This was especially weird in Arabic. What, do you have no idea what was going on? Yeah.
It means basically that, like, the devil and its minions are watching.
Is it wearing a teddy?
And it smiles.
It's a devil dude, yeah.
And it's a minion.
Wearing like a little fur thing. Look at that thing.
Well, when I have nightmares tonight, I know what it's from. And it's not the Jägermeister, I'll tell you that much. That's the same smile the kid had in Bad News Bears when the other kid beats the shit out of Tanner and throws him in the
garbage can.
That's the same fucking smile.
So here's the point where Jesus is having a flashback, and he's flashing back to where he's washing the feet of a peasant, a disciple. And he basically says, remember that no servant is any better than its master. And
which is nice.
Well,
he also says they're going to come for you next. That's kind of what he tells them too.
The helper will come.
He's like,
yeah.
If they keep my word, they'll keep yours.
I had a person once tell me that she was sorry for the bullshit that she put me through. And
bullshit? Can you be more specific?
No, she literally
pushed
me through a pile of bullshit.
She lied about me, and she quote-unquote tattletaled on me to a boss.
Narc, if
and,
you will.
And she said, well, I'm sorry that I made you feel so bad. I will do anything to make you feel better and to understand me better. And then she said, you know, Jesus Christ even washed the feet of the servants and said that as the master...
sorry, folks, the dog just...
The dog shook his head. But that as a master, you even wash the feet of the servants and to make it so that everybody's equal, even though you think you're a servant versus a master. And so she actually said to me, I would gladly wash your feet as Jesus did his servants.
I was like, that's taking a little too literal. Just buy me a gift card.
No, she goes, here's what she said. I would gladly wash your feet as Jesus did to his servants to prove to you that the master is no greater than you. And I looked at her, and I just smiled, and I said, so you think you're God, bitch?
No, she thinks she's the son of God.
And, so shit got real weird at that point. And we don't talk anymore, so it's cool. It's fine. Not a big deal. So here's where Mary starts cleaning up Jesus' blood, and I'm so confused.
With brand new rags, too.
I'm confused.
Brand new
like,
white
like,
linen rag.
Like this quote unquote queen.
Why would you
queen.
Make them do this? Why would you clean up the blood of any, you know?
That's
like,
what
it's
I
like
didn't
paying
get.
Off your husband's debts.
It's like, well,
or your
fuck that. You know what? That's why I ain't married.
Oh, no, let's
Look,
clean that shit up.
That's their issue, not mine. But I didn't get it. And like, and then you see a part
that's
later
like
on.
That's like the guillotine. I mean, who gets the head? Who picks the head up? Justin.
It falls in a basket.
But then who
and
gets
then
it?
Who gets
oh,
the basket?
Here.
The crows and ravens.
You just leave it in the basket? Just
yeah,
the
well,
thing?
They... It, yeah, if it was
so
the last... If it's the last one of the day,
hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
What if
guys.
The first one of the day?
Guys.
Well, then you
Jesus,
chuck it in a pile.
Guys. Jesus is getting his crown of thorns right now.
Getting shoved onto his head. That can't be pleasant.
Well, they called him your majesty, right, so they gave him that.
Mockingly.
Yeah, which I never really caught until I saw this movie. I mean, I'm aware of the crown of thorns and all that shit, but I never really gathered.
Not just from, like, Nine Inch Nails or a Johnny...
No. No, I had, like, the Jesus Christ
Johnny,
shirt.
Like, version of it.
That's actually right,
I wear
when I was a kid,
this
so.
Crown of shit.
But,
no.
But no. But
look, this is
what
he
really
had
the mockery of it, I guess,
look,
to make
look,
sense.
This is where the whole Mary Magdalene thing
oh,
comes
yeah.
in. But he's wearing shoes, and he draws a line in the sand. And then they start throwing rocks, but they don't go past the line.
No, they don't start throwing them yet. They're about to. They're going to stone Mary Magdalene for adultery. Which is a whole, that's how
that's,
the whole
yeah.
the horror thing sort of comes from. Because, well, I mean.
But they
isn't
didn't
Mary
prove
Magdalene
it.
In the Bible? Is that
yes,
her?
But
okay.
they didn't prove it. That was a thing.
But all these dudes...
And they can't throw. They throw like girls.
You want to know why?
Did the glove fit?
Because Jesus says,
no.
anyone without sin, drop... And they all banged her. So they're all like, well, we can't say any shit because we all fucking banged her. That's what I got out of this. With
That's
the story. Because he's like said, any of you guys without sin, cast the first stone. And they're all like, well, no.
See,
all.
I never thought of it like... That exactly like that. All if you're all guilty of the same sin, I just look at it as well. You've all sinned at least at some point.
Well, that's true, but
that's the way I took it. I never took it as yeah,
they ran
all, yeah, on her. Yeah, you all fucked my mom.
No, that's not his mom. That's Mary.
No,
that's MM.
That's Mary
oh,
Magdalene,
shit,
not Mary.
Oh, Mary wasn't accused of adultery though.
My bad. I got
think
the name
she was. I think our intermission's coming up really soon here.
Yeah, right here. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's coming at the end of the scene right before he gets slapped. We're going to cut it out and take a little break. And we'll be back to you real soon. So, coming up.
Are we all sitting here watching
just
the movie?
There it is.
Boom.
Pause. I forgot to get the pause ready. All in favor of fast forwarding, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, we're back. Back from our break.
That was a good break.
That was a hell of a break. We
we lost a new co-host.
Our co-host wussed out, and the new girl couldn't make it. So I think we should get Danny back next week, huh?
Yeah, her cousin can't do as good a job.
Yeah, Sarah just kind of she just sucked. She blew it. She couldn't hang. Lost out, so she passed out in a puddle of her own puke.
Just
laying on the floor.
Nasty.
The dog's humping her leg. Yeah, it's really gross. It's really gross.
Kind of an odd sight. If we weren't in the middle of recording this very prestigious podcast, we would stop and help her out. But
what's more worse is this beating that our boy JC's taking, man.
He looks good to me.
This is a flashback scene.
What is this, flashbackception?
There's a lot. Well, they're hanging him up on a cross. You can't have him just hanging across for 2 hours straight. They really tried, but that didn't work. They had to have these flashback scenes. They liked all these stories he did and shit like that. But he's beat the fuck, man. And that fucking cross looks heavy, man.
Oh, yeah, no, this is where they go through all the different, you know, miracles that Jesus is known for and shit.
No, he's carrying that fucking cross. Oh, this is Simon's helping him now too.
Yeah.
And even still, they both are fucking shit. Shit's fucking heavy.
That's a big fucking cross.
Yeah, that shit looks fucking heavy as fuck. And look at that.
And he's not like a big built bodybuilder type dude.
No, he's a regular old scrawny dude. He's just And whip the fuck, too. They beat the shit out of the dude, man.
If it was anybody but Jesus, he'd probably be dead.
I would be, fuck.
Yeah, I would have gave up a while ago. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah. I wouldn't have carried the cross. I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's where I would have gave up. I was like, nah.
I would have been like, nope, I ain't carrying that shit. You can kill me now. Just or kill me later. I don't care. I ain't carrying that fucking shit. Nope.
Keep whipping at me. I don't give a shit at this point.
Yeah.
I'm
going to lay down here and dream of a world that I'm not in. That's what I would have done.
I'm going to die from this blood loss anyways, so suck it.
The whole crucifixion thing sounds pretty brutal, man. And Simon, that's the dude's name that shows up that helps him out.
Yeah.
Helps him carry the cross, yeah. Now he's up on the hill. We're getting there. We're getting there. Dude's almost dead, Justin. We're almost... We're in the final stretch in the top of the hill.
All right, well, hey, let's play trivia.
You want to play some trivia?
Let's play trivia.
I need a beer.
Okay, well, grab me a Jaeger.
No, what are you going to do while I'm...
While you're gone, I'll talk about my views on the afterlife.
All right, can you fill this amount of time?
I can fill 2 minutes with my views on the afterlife. Go.
All right, go.
And 1 minute, 59 seconds, 1 minute, 58. That's what I think is going to happen when you die. No, I'm kidding, folks. I believe there's more to it than that.
What was I getting?
I hope you're getting a Jaeger for me in that little glass right there, about a half of that.
Here.
And then you're grabbing yourself a beer, sir. All right, you go ahead. Don't get distracted by your dog. It's fine. We're talking about Jesus here, and,
Praise Jesus!
No, not... Well, if that's what you're into, then yeah, go ahead, but I'm talking about what I think about's gonna happen. What I think's gonna happen when, we shake off this mortal coil, if you will. Yeah, I don't know, and that's petrifyingly scary to me. I have no idea what's gonna happen.
You have beer, too?
If I had... No, I'm good on a beer at the moment. If I knew what was gonna happen, if I had even a little bit of faith, I would not be as fearful of death. But because I don't know, I am terrified, and that's how I feel about that.
You know what I think about that is that it's like I'm not that scared of it. It's more of like I think it's gonna suck, and I'm not gonna be around to do anything. And it makes me angry. That's my whole thing with death. It just pisses me off. Like, I won't be able to do shit. I won't be able, you know? Bugs me.
Huh.
But I think we're like a match. I think we burn out.
And then it's done, yeah.
It's like anything else that dies. Does the plant come back? Well, it does in a different form, but... And we can come back in a different form.
Yeah.
There's no consciousness involved in that.
And that's what scares me, is that I'm going to lose my consciousness.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Like, I went
through... Yeah, you're going to lose that. Everything you're going to have...
I went through how many things in the entire universe had to go right for me to be here right now, and eventually I'm going to lose that.
Yeah.
That scares the fuck out of me.
It sucks.
That scares the absolute dog piss out of me.
I totally agree, man, yeah. It sucks. Yeah, it's scary that you're not going to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I just want to see what's going to happen with, you know, mankind and shit.
I'm fairly young, and we're making great strides every day, and maybe they'll have a pill by the time I'm 60. Live forever.
Well, it's almost like my heaven would be being given a book of the history of the next 10,000 years, or even more, you know, of the world, that you know what's going to happen. That's my thing. I want to know what's going to happen. I always think that we're going to see the end of our civilization in our lifetime, I think. I mean, it's a definite possibility.
It's a huge possibility.
It was a crash, you know. Not the end, but a definite downfall.
There's going to be the mole people.
There's going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah. And does that have to do with the religion? Yeah, I don't know. The fall religion? I would be really surprised if Jesus came down and said, hey, told you so. I would say, wow. All right. Holy shit. And if he did, I'd be like, all right, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I'm like, you seem all right.
I would, yeah. At that point, I'd definitely be a true believer, repent everything.
They have no proof. They don't give us anything. They don't give us shit. You know, any religion. All it gives you is a fear. And then with that fear, you have to try and find something to deal with it.
That's true.
So you're like, well, maybe I'll do this after I'm gone. You know, my dear mother, grandmother.
It's the fact that it's a maybe. If someone showed me a picture, you know what I mean? Or if I had some sort of like
picture of what?
A picture of heaven or hell or
like a photograph?
Purgatory.
Have you
like
seen
that.
You've seen pictures, haven't you?
I've seen pictures, but I've never seen an actual picture.
How do you know they're not?
Pretty sure my niece's drawing of heaven isn't factual.
I think it might be more factual than many.
She drew it at the Mexican what do you call it? Daycare.
I don't. Oh, ooh. Sarah's back and she brought pizza.
Sarah's alive and she has pizza.
Yay! Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus is getting nailed to the cross with Mel Gibson.
Finally.
We skip ahead anyway. Yeah, we can't make people listen to us talk about this for 2 hours.
Yeah, that would just be terrible.
Yeah. But they're doing this thing where they're putting his feet up. I didn't know they gave him a little platform to put his feet on.
Well, they're not going to hold him.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. I didn't really think about that.
It's fuck you. You step up to your own demise.
Well, they don't want him to hang.
Yeah,
I guess he'll suffocate. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, the weight of your body at that angle will do that shit to you, and it'll go on your what is that muscle called right there?
The solar plexus.
Yeah, well, no, that muscle, the muscle underneath your solar plexus.
I don't know.
It's something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's your it's not your abdominal muscle. No, it's. Fuck, whatever.
That's not it.
Got your diaphragm.
Oh, that's, the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. God damn.
Well, at least somebody knows.
That took me way too long.
The pizza's hot. Is that over there?
Yeah. It's good where it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes that's his pizza on the floor. I'm thinking it's probably not the best idea. We're gonna let that shit cool down.
Yeah.
This movie's almost done anyway, I think.
Well, spoiler alert, he's about to die.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's they do some wicked ass shit, man.
It's fucking evil what they do, really.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't care who you are. If you got the balls to fucking nail someone's hands to a board, that's some sick, twisted shit.
There's debate going back and forth.
I don't care what century you're from, who the fuck you are.
But
there's
debate going on if it was actually through his hands. Because some people have said there's no way a nail could support your weight if it went through the palm of your hand. It had to go through your wrist, like down between your bones down there.
Oh, really?
In order to hold you up. Otherwise, if it was in your hand, people have said that it would just rip right out. But then again, recently, more people have... There's something I read on the fucking internet, so it has to be true. But, there are instances now where... They have seen him through the hand. They're through a certain nerve that somehow holds him up through the hand. So some were through the hand, they think.
Oh.
Now. So it's been back and forth. I don't know. Who knows what's real, what's not.
Wow. Well, where's Mythbusters on that one?
Today on Mythbusters.
We're going to test if Jesus could have been crucified. Can you crucify someone through the hands or through the wrist? Let's find out.
While I burn Jason.
Can you hold down a cigarette? Yeah. Well, and then the other thing they do later, if you remember later on, they break the legs of the other dudes that are being crucified. They go break his legs. You know why they do that?
No.
It's because what I've read is because they need to have some kind of support on their feet so they can actually breathe. Otherwise, they can't like lift their chest up. They can't really. Get a good breath in. So if their feet are dangling and by their hands up in the air, their hands are up, they can't fucking breathe, so they fucking choke to death. They suffocate.
Oh, slowly?
That's how they die. They suffocate.
That's sadistic right there.
So they break their legs so they can't hold their fucking self up.
That's fucked.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's fucked up.
Some fucking bullshit.
I like to think that I'm glad we got perfecting torturing people out of the way. Right, like, oh, okay, all right, let's colonize, let's live in cities, and let's figure out how to fuck that dude up as bad as we can.
Well, it's amazing that this came out of, you know, a fucking religion that took over the world out of this shit.
I thought this was going to be like a feel-good book.
But no, it's like this religion came out of nowhere, you know, 2,000 years ago, and it's taken over, you know, most of the world we know, at least, you could say that.
As we know it.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, there are other religions out there, of course.
The Crusades definitely helped.
What were the Crusades?
Really? We're not going to get into that.
What were they, Justin? About 1989? Sean Connery? The last one? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm talking about the last crusade.
No, I was talking the last crusade.
I'm trying to remember the year, and I can't. And you know I can't because I'm drunk.
The last crusade was pretty good. It was not as good.
It was an alright film. It wasn't as good as the first crusade, but...
It wasn't good as the first two movies, but it was still decent. It was still alright. A lot of rehash in the first one, but...
You know what I'm talking about, the religious uprising, the fucking, what was it, 1700? No.
Last Crusade could have been a best religious movie.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Drink from the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
So is he invincible now, or...?
He should be. I mean, there's only one Highlander.
Movie. Father, forgive them! What did they say, Sarah?
How'd that go?
If you're the Messiah, why can't you step down from this cross?
This is not what he's there for?
One thief believes in him, and one thief does not.
Oh, the bad thief gets his, like, eyes poked up by a crow, doesn't he? Yeah, I'm sorry. We've lost interest in this movie a while back.
Yeah, we were. I'm still waiting on Bible trivia.
Bible trivia? Where's Bible trivia? It's around your talk, Justin. Speak.
And then I'm talking about some Bible trivia. But no, like, really though, Jim Hazelnut or whatever his name is.
Jim Caziel?
Yeah, whatever. He does a great job, really. He was corrected expertly by Mel Gibson. Bruce Davey, Mel Gibson, Stephen McAvity produced him quite well.
All right, is it Bible trivia time?
It's Bible trivia time, because I was just reading the liner.
All right. I got...
the budget was $30 million.
I got some trivia for you guys. A little
pretty
Bible
good
trivia.
For a boy from down under.
While we wait out this fucking torture going on TV.
Yeah, this torture is excessive.
Well, that's what you mentioned Tarantino earlier, and I'm like, yeah, Tarantino couldn't have made this any bloodier at all.
Oh, I wasn't saying he would have made it bloodier. He would have just made the timeline a little bit easier to follow.
All right. So, just in time. How many books are in the Bible?
12.
Sarah, can you yell from over there how many books are in the Bible?
9.
Justin is closer. The answer is 68.
Yes.
There's 39 in the Old Testament and 27
good
in the New Testament.
Good old Price is Right rules.
All
right,
so you're both at 0. Second question. What was the name of the shepherd boy who became the second king in Israel?
Danny.
Is that your answer?
Danny, Daniel, something like that.
We got I don't know, and you're both incorrect. The correct answer is David.
Son of a bitch.
You were close with Daniel.
Yeah, I went... Oh, shit, I was thinking Davy.
That would have been acceptable, because it was David.
Yeah.
So I would have taken Davey.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but that's not what you said, so.
Goddamn you lose. Weed.
Alright, how many brothers did Joseph have?
One.
Sarah, you got an answer?
Who's Joseph? There's a lot of them.
Those answers are both incorrect. Correct answer is 11.
Oh, it was one.
He also had one sister. You might have been thinking about sisters.
Oh, maybe.
All right, next question. Who were the parents of Cain and Abel?
Oh, that's Adam and Eve.
Ding, ding, ding. We have both answers correct. It is Adam and Eve. Good job. You each have 1 point.
Yay.
Number 5.
Or we both have 0 points. It's the same shit.
Doesn't matter. Noah sent out 2 different kinds of birds from the ark. What were they?
A dove and a pigeon. No, a dove and a...
Eagle.
No. I said eagle because you said eagle. That's not what I meant. A seagull. No. A dove and a canary. A dove and a canary. I'm going with dove and canary.
I'll give you a point because you had one of them. It was a dove and a raven.
Raven, son of a bitch.
So I'll give you one. So Justin's got 2.
Sucker.
Sarah's got 1. Sarah, would you come and join us for the quiz? Sarah, go. I don't know. You have half a glass of wine sitting here. Yeah.
Danielle wouldn't quit.
No, she'd be up here drinking wine with us.
Danielle's an alcoholic.
Next question. We got Justin at 1.
I'm
Sarah,
at 2. Sarah's at 1. Yeah, or I'm at 1 and Sarah's at 0. It's the same thing.
Same thing, but... After the flood, what sign did God give that he would not destroy the earth with a flood again? Give a sign.
A ray of sunshine.
You are very close, but you are not right. Sarah?
God's an asshole. Who the fuck?
Well, look at my life, and yeah, you can figure
true,
it out.
True, but that is not the correct answer to the question.
Who the fuck tries to kill off the earth because you don't...
Oh, a rainbow? Is it a rainbow?
It is a rainbow, Justin.
Thank you. Thank
you. It is a rainbow.
I was like, what? Rainbow, yeah.
All right. Next question I haven't heard of, so we'll skip that
one.
So
is that 3-1? Am I 3-1?
You're fucking winning. Shut up.
Abraham traveled with his nephew. What was his nephew's name? Justin, do you have a
Daniel.
Name? No. Abraham's nephew? No, his name was Lot.
He
was a lot of something. Joseph's baby brother? Anybody know? I have no idea. Nope.
Craig.
You're close. It's Benjamin.
I was closest without going over.
Okay, here's one. What was the name of the mountain where Moses was given the Ten Commandments? Just in time.
Mount...
You're close.
Is it the same mountain that a dude cut his kid's foreskin off on?
I don't fucking know.
Is this the same mountain?
He doesn't know.
I'll give you half a point because you had mount right.
Okay.
Danny, Sarah, do you know?
3.5.
It's Mount Sinai.
Oh, Sinai, yeah.
I'll give you half a point because you had mount right. You're close. All right. When Lot's wife turned around and looked at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, what did she turn into?
A snake.
Well, that's a good guess.
A serpent?
You're way off now.
A lizard?
A pillar of salt.
Wow. Yeah, I was close.
She turned into something, though.
Hey.
Jesus is still bleeding on the cross, by the way.
Hey, salt, snake, they both start with S.
For anyone watching along with us, we look up,
he's still getting
bleeding like a motherfucker, but he ain't dead yet.
He's still dying on the cross. Alright, back to Bible trivia.
What did King Solomon ask God to give him? It's wisdom. That's dumb.
Yeah, that's...
What river was Jesus baptized in? That's a good one.
Nazareth.
No. You should know this one.
The Nile?
It's something very close to you.
Time?
No, something you touch.
My dick.
Not that often.
My asshole?
The Jordan River.
Oh.
I don't know if you looked over at me, but I went like this.
I didn't look over at you at all. I'm sorry.
What was the first miracle of Jesus recorded in the Bible?
Isn't that the one where you made the fish puke up money?
No.
Oh, he made the blind kid see again.
No, but you're getting closer.
He hung a level shelf on the first try.
It's sitting on a table here.
The lamp.
Water in the wine.
There you go.
Oh.
Water in the wine.
Jesus Christ, come on!
I thought he built good shelves. I don't know. He was a carpenter, too.
That was his first mirror.
He made a great tall table.
I saw.
You think he's the inventor of tall tables?
I did not realize that was an important scene when it was in Arabic, by the way.
All right, here we go. Last question. How many of each animal did Moses bring into the ark?
70.
How many? None. Moses led the people out of Egypt.
Moses.
It was Moah who was on the ark.
That's why I said 70.
You know, you didn't know.
Okay.
You had no idea.
And that's all for Bible trivia with JTB.
But we came just in time for the earthquake.
Oh, shit, yeah.
The fuck was this?
Yeah, I don't feel like this was in the original story.
Is this in the Bible?
A drop of rain came down, and they looked at it as Jesus' tear.
So one drop of rain fell, and they freaked out, and this is all dramatization?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? This is it's an amazing story. Are we doing final thoughts? Should I do a final thought? This is an amazing story.
He hasn't even been resurrected yet.
No, not yet. It's coming. No, he's just got stabbed. He's done.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's.
I'm sure he was dead.
It's an okay story. I think maybe I would have. You know what, Sarah? If you're gonna talk, you need to come up here and talk. Because you talk. You can't have mine. I'm waiting for it to cool down.
I'm waiting for mine to cool down, too.
Hell yeah. Oh, no, we saved ours because we're doing our job and being on the radio on the DFC. Hey, how can you find us on DFC?
On Facebook @drunkfilmcommentary.
You think anyone's going to still be listening to this right now?
Hey.
If you are,
they're fucking
God
troopers.
Bless you. God bless you indeed.
I don't even know where we're at.
Oh, there's Satan freaking out. His wig falls off and shit.
Yeah, and then he's standing on a patch of dry skin.
Is that what that is?
No, desert, whatever.
I don't know.
It looks the same.
I don't know. Well, then they do the whole resurrection thing, which I can deal with the whole movie up to this part. Well, except for the ear thing, but when it comes up to this part, it's like, oh, he's not even down yet. He's still hanging.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're not quite there.
We're getting him down right now.
I'd like to say that this is a good story, but even that's kind of hard. I think this story has some good parts in it. You know, some of these lessons that Jesus is teaching his people, I think he has some good words in there and some good parts. But as far as this story and this plot and what happens and how he's treated to try and save the people that he loves and his followers, and I think that's kind of bullshit, and I'm not a big fan. Not saying bullshit that I don't believe in. I'm saying just bullshit. It's like a shitty just story that this guy gets beat the fucking shit and just tore the fuck up for what? For us? For...
I don't get how it's for us.
That's me
the
too,
part
man.
I never really got.
Yeah, me too. I never really got that either.
Like that was always a confusing thing. I mean, well, he did it for us.
Well,
I wasn't even born yet.
I guess what the story it goes that I heard, I might be wrong, but it's that before then, only like the high priests and shit like that would get in heaven.
Really?
After Jesus came around, he turned shit around where any people get into heaven.
Okay, alright, well...
I might be wrong.
It seems they're coming back for last reflections.
Oh, no.
Is that... Am I right?
No.
No?
He did it in proof that no matter what you do,
no matter how you're taken care of, I guess, so to speak, you'll never be as bad as him.
Huh.
And so that's the whole
challenge
just
accepted.
The whole point. Yeah. That's kind of the thing is.
Wait, who's him?
Jesus.
JC.
So he was bad?
No, what they did
to
him.
You said he'll never be as bad as
you'll
him.
You'll never have what he had done to him.
Oh.
Never like be treated as horrible.
Yeah, he's showing you
he dealt with the worst of the worst.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He would never do that to you type of a thing. It's...
Yeah, but you get to open his mouth saying, yeah, well, I'm the king of fucking everything, so fuck off.
Because he's never going to deny himself and what he is and what he was.
You know, but if you remain silent, maybe they just give you a quick death.
But that's the point. You need to stand up for who you are, what you are, where you are, when you are, and stand up for that.
It's a good idea, but I think this story tells you to not do that.
Well, you would think that.
If you do, you're going to be fucked.
Right.
They're coming down on you, and it's gonna.
You
suck.
Would think that, but
that
as a person,
more of a warning, where if you do this, this might happen to you, but you can inspire all of this. Think about all the good things that have been inspired by Jesus, though. All the artwork and
the pictures of Jesus. But hey, our movie's done.
About fucking time.
We're closing up the night here, folks.
It's bedtime.
And if you lasted through this with us, congratulations. It's been a rough ride.
A better man than I.
We were hoping this would be a little
or
more
me.
Funnier, but I guess just the tone of it.
We were all a little apprehensive, I guess.
Yeah, and we didn't get too offensive, I don't think.
I was trying very hard not
What's your favorite Jesus joke, Justin?
Well, what's Jesus' favorite type of gun?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know either, but it's definitely not a nail gun.
Danielle, what's your favorite?
Who?
Wait, just a time.
Your favorite Jesus joke?
Oh, who? Sarah.
Sarah.
What's your favorite Jesus joke?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
There's not that many good ones. I looked up some and I couldn't find very good ones. I like the old ones where Jesus walks to the bar and throws three nails at the bar and says, "Hey, can you put me up for the night?" It's quick, easy, and nice.
There's one about Jesus trying to hand you a handful of water, but I don't remember the punchline.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. How about we end on that terrible joke?
Justin, how can people find... If they're still listening, how can people find...
God, they can just fucking Google us at this point. We're on Google.
How's that?
Drunk Film Commentary.
Or DFC.
Yeah. Either one will pop up.
Well, I don't think DFC will come up. Well, I might, but...
Sure.
DFC colon Drunk Film Commentary.
Just if they Google Drunk Film Commentary, but we're on the Facebook.
Yeah, we're on the Facebook, and we're on the
iTunes.
The iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes. Give us a rate on iTunes.
And we're on the Yahoos.
And send us a fucking an
email. At yahoo.com.
Hey, what's going to be our next film? I know.
Oh,
I know we have our top five coming up.
I have
next,
this one.
But what's our next film
going
to be?
I'm welcoming
Sarah.
Myself back.
Sarah, what's
Sarah,
our...
you're not even going to be here.
I know, but my cousin, she loves this movie. Loves it. And since, it happens on April 8th. Of every year.
Which is?
Rex Manning Day.
Who's Rex Manning?
Oh my god. So anyways, the movie is...
Someone has to watch the movie.
Empire Records.
Oh shit. I think I've seen it once way back when.
I'm probably with my cousin.
I love that movie.
Yes. She does too, and well, it might be a family trait. Because
well, it's
going to
be our
yes.
top five.
Love it.
We'll be our top five then. Any ideas?
Music video movies? Movies based on music? Like Airheads and, fun things?
Sure.
Maybe I should shut
top
up since
soundtracks?
I'm not going to be here.
Top soundtracks?
As long as it's not Star Wars.
Is that... Wait, which one? Oh, Empire. I'll say High Fidelity. Empire.
Oh, well, yeah. High Fidelity is the whole place.
Top.
You got the top five.
Yeah. I was thinking,
But yeah. So Empire Records is the next movie.
Yes. So tune in.
And I'm super excited for that one.
I might
even shave my head.
Oh no.
I wouldn't. My hair
Lucas,
is luxurious.
You stop it.
Who's Lucas?
Don't worry about it. But let's go to Atlantic City, folks.
Right?
Who's Atlantic City?
Music Town Records.
Okay, good night. Have a good one. We'll see ya.
I'm trying to get the music to play, but it's not coming through.
What?
Oh, it's not plugged in. Where's
so many chords, so many places.
Thanks
good night.
For listening.
Good night, just in time.
Good night, job boy. How's that pizza, Justin? What's that?
That's what I'm about to find out.